Books on Tape presents The Confessor by Daniel Silva, read by John Lee. Roma locuta est, causa finita est. Rome has spoken. The case is closed. St. Augustine of Hippo. Part 1. An Apartment in Munich. Chapter 1. Munich. The apartment house at Adalbertstrasse 68 was one of the few in the fashionable district of Schwabing yet to be overrun by Munich's noisy and growing professional elite. Wedged between two red brick buildings that exuded pre-war charm, number 68 seemed rather like an ugly younger stepsister. Her facade was a cracked beige stucco, her form squat and graceless. As a result, her suitors were a tenuous community of students, artists, anarchists, and unrepentant punk rockers, all presided over by an authoritarian caretaker named Frau Ratzinger, who, it was rumored, had been living in the original apartment house at number 68 when it was leveled by an Allied bomb. Neighborhood activists derided the building as an eyesore in need of gentrification. Defenders said it exemplified the very sort of bohemian arrogance that had once made Schwabing the Montmartre of Germany, the Schwabing of Hesse and Mann and Lenin. And Adolf Hitler, the professor working in the second-floor window, might have been tempted to add, but few in the old neighborhood liked to be reminded of the fact that the young Austrian outcast had once found inspiration in these quiet tree-lined streets, too. To his students and colleagues, he was Herr Dr. Professor Stern. To friends in the neighborhood, he was just Benjamin. To the occasional visitor from home, he was Binyamin.